The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee today heard from the special counsel who conducted a court-ordered investigation into misconduct in the 2008 trial of former Senator Ted Stevens. Henry Schulke's 500-page report detailing that misconduct was released to the public earlier this month. In it, he describes how federal prosecutors intentionally concealed key information from Stevens' defense team in violation of their Brady disclosure obligation. Schulke told the Judiciary Committee today that those failings were likely motivated by one thing.
I think that motive to win the case was the principal operative motive. I do not believe that any of the prosecutors, including Mr. Botini and Mr. Geki from Alaska, harbored a personal animus towards Senator Stevens. I don't believe that either of them sought fame and glory, and that's the reason they wanted to win the case. That's just not in their personalities, in my judgment. They did, however, want to win the case.
Schulke says poor supervision of the prosecution team and the compressed schedule leading up to the trial also contributed to unintentional misconduct in the trial. Senator Lisa Murkowski has introduced a bill that would establish a nationwide standard for disclosing important evidence to defendants in federal court. Right now, prosecutors have to turn over evidence they determine is material to the defense. Murkowski's law would compel prosecutors to turn over all evidence. The Justice Department doesn't support the bill, saying it has already made sweeping reforms in the wake of the Stevens trial. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, made the case for the new law.
If we are really serious about avoiding this in the future, don't we have to go further than to trust the instincts of the Department of Justice and prosecutors across America? Don't we have to enshrine in the law some basic protection of the criminal defendant when it comes to this disclosure?
Senator Murkowski submitted written testimony to the Judiciary Committee. She asked the committee to schedule a hearing for her bill and wrote that Schulke's report, quote, chronicles what I believe will be recorded by history among the darkest moments in the Justice Department's 223-year history. Ted Stevens lost his re-election bid 1 week after being convicted of failing to report gifts on Senate disclosure forms. The verdict was thrown out 5 months later when the prosecutor's misconduct surfaced.